I'm Tyler, and I'm from Coquitlam, pretty much. So, all right, I went to high school, and I'm now in my second semester of Douglas College. Douglas College was, it was kind of a culture shock because of all the changes compared to high school. I wasn't great in high school because, I had a lot of issues and problems. But beyond that, it was a reasonably okay time for the most part. But college, moving directly from grade 12, taking math and whatever else I was taking, and also battling technology because I'm a self-taught computer nerd. And college, I was prepared to get assistance from being at prior workshops that I had that I'd attended, but I wasn't really prepared for the reality of it, because as other people have said, there's no one telling you to hand in your research paper on time. There's no one, there's no one calling you to make sure you wake up for class. So, and it's just a large change from normal high school routine. Because the classes are longer. I'm lucky I'm only taking two classes, but two classes per semester, one class per day, 4 days a week. I have to get to college on my own and get back on my own, but I'm right close to the college, so it's not bad. And, okay, I'm not sure what else I could say, but, I wasn't prepared for things like writing research papers. So my first semester was a reasonably complete flop. But I've learned from that, and I'm taking a student success course. My college offers a course that teaches how to write research papers and how to cite sources and time management and stuff. Everything that I didn't have before in high school because I was too into my computers and put that above my high school, my homework, my life. And so in college, I didn't have the skills I needed to begin in the first semester. And I was still kind of lazy. But now, my advice to anybody going into college is to do your homework, and also keep a calendar of due dates and deadlines, or find another way of keeping track of them, because there's no professors asking you or sending you email reminders telling you to get your work done. Also, college textbooks, when you get them, make sure you can read them. Because sometimes I have gotten, for example, my latest book, I had got my student success textbook, but I'm emailing them because some of the chapters, because the good and the bad thing about college is they give you textbooks when they're not quite completed.
Mm-hmm. What?
That is weird.
That is strange.
Exactly.
What?
That means at least SILS, which is the Douglas College Library, since I'm taking probably just weird courses, a computer science course, basic office intro course, which I don't really need, but it's an easy course to get the credits in, and a student success course, they have to write the books. So somebody types out the books and gives me what they've completed so far, often with scanning errors, at least in the e-text. Now, I had a Daisy book before, which wasn't complete, so every few weeks I'd get a more complete copy of the book. But, so, if you have to, make a couple friends in the course and ask them what's happening with various types of projects and assignments, and take advantage of the peer tutoring that's available in the college. Because at least in my college, I was able to ask someone in the Center for Disabled Students, or whatever the name of that place is. It always changes. I was able to ask them to get me somebody to read me the assignments that come out of my computer class, because some of the professors are large fans of screenshots, which nothing can read, except a person. But top three advice is just set goals, manage your time, and ask for help when you need help, or you more than likely won't get it.